We have exciting technology that allows us to watch a patient's heart as they go through their life. In the old days, if you had something go wrong with your heart, you'd have to go and sit in a hospital bed for a week while they watched your heart. Well, now we have the ability to monitor a patient's heart wirelessly as they do life. So they can run around and chase the kids or holler at their spouse or whatever it is that they're doing at the moment. And we can see their heartbeat then come in through the wireless world into our computers. So we have EKG technicians that literally watch that ECG that comes through, and they can then identify if there's something going on with the patient and upload a report to the internet that allows the doctor then to see their patient's heart, no matter where they are. If they're on the golf course or whatever, we'll interrupt their day and say, hey, something's going on with Susie Jane. And they can get treatment a lot faster. So it's a more accurate reading. It's right in the middle of whatever it is that causes the problem. And then faster treatments, because you can get it right away.
So the technology end of this is very important. Jeff, maybe you can speak a little bit about what goes in to the technology end.
Absolutely. It's fascinating. Of course, they can't see it over the radio, but you can hold one of these devices right here and describe it for them, what you're looking at. But it's basically like a Band-Aid, right? So it's not invasive. There's nothing that is implanted or anything along those lines. It's not painful. They can put this device, which is like a
Heart monitor,
this
right?
is the actual heart monitor. Yep. Okay. They can wear it when they're, like Melanie said, while they're going about their daily business. And then what we use is, through Bluetooth technology, this little box right here that you wear like a Band-Aid transmits everything to a cell phone that we've put into a mode that makes it like a remote control for the heart monitor. And then that uploads data to the cloud, right? So you've heard about the cloud.
Yeah.
We're in the cloud. And we've got systems and processes in the cloud that allow processing of this heart data to look for arrhythmias, non-fatal arrhythmias. So when somebody has something that could cause a stroke or could cause other issues later, and there are treatments for those, whether it's drugs or surgery to stop those. We have techs that then go in and monitor those and look at the actual ECG right in our center. So in our offices in California and Houston, we've got techs that go in and view that ECG that downloads from the cloud to their desktops, wherever they're sitting, and it could be right here in Valley City, to analyze that and ensure that those patients are healthy or what their problems are, and then produce the reports that get sent to physicians.
Let's talk about what qualifications people who are interested in applying for these positions that are open, Melanie, should have.
Sure. So currently we're hiring for the manager of the monitoring center. So that we're looking for an RN. We definitely need the credentialing there that can help us oversee EKG technicians and also speak with the doctors and practices on what's going on with the reports and that sort of thing. We're also then hiring for customer service reps. It's a call center type environment, so they will be literally on the phone with patients day in and day out. We don't have patients come to the office. It's all done over the phone. Mm-hmm. So they help with the monitor, troubleshooting issues that might be happening, or with the patient, just questions or walking them through, you know, setup of the device. And then we have insurance verification reps that we're needing right away too. And those, literally what it sounds like, they're verifying insurance. So they are on the phone with insurance companies or on websites. Most of it's web-based. So then after we've gotten that bulk, we're looking for the first 25 employees. That's what we're looking for, starting to actually start working around April 15th is what we're shooting for. Then we'll start adding the EKG technicians. And those guys have to be certified in interpreting EKG. So there's programs available out there. There are people already certified in it, but we're also going to work with Valley City and putting together other programs to get people certified in it so they can learn a new skill and help people live longer, right?
Yeah. And have better quality of life.
Yeah, better quality of life.
And in some ways, this regional technology center is ideal for this, because we need that 24/7 connectivity and we need the security, right, which is available in this building, so that techs, which use the cloud, again, downloading that data to their desktops here to be able to view it, they're going to need to be able to be on the phone or looking at computers 24 hours a day, so the local providers like Beck and ICTC are critical to our success. So.